And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Alumni Field for the Brenham Cubettes taking on the dripping Springs Tigers. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday afternoon for this early matinee game. Glad you could be with us here on our KWHI.com sports alternate feed. And we just got through the Dripping Springs Tigers had to play extra innings, and they defeat Midland Legacy 6-5, the final score there. They had themselves quite the barn burner. And but Dripping Springs, they're under the tutelage of former Cubhead head coach Wade Womack, so good to see him back at his old stomping grounds here. And for the Brenham Cubettes, trying to bounce back after a tough loss in the second game last night to 49-2. Cubettes won the first game of the tournament. They beat Shadow Creek 3-2, but then Forney, it was actually a close game, and then much similar to the Magnolia game on Tuesday night, it was just one really bad inning that did them in. And but they were into it for the most of the game. And right now they're warming up, getting set for the next game of the tournament. And Cubettes are actually going to be in the next two games of the tournament. We'll be here for just the first one. They're going to take on Dripping Springs right now, and then they'll face Midland Legacy. That one scheduled for 3, but with us running a little bit behind, probably be closer to 3:30 for that one. But we're glad you're here with us, and we hope you stick around, and we're going to take a break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, and back we go here to Alumni Field, and let's take a look at the rest of the tournament schedule. And coming up, as we said, later on this evening here at Alumni Field, it'll be Midland Legacy and Brenham. That one's scheduled for a 3 o'clock start. And then we look ahead over at Van Dyke Field right now. It's scheduled to be Shadow Creek and Lake Creek. And then over at Schwartz Field, going on right now, Conroe and Klein Forest. And then it'll be Forney and Klein Forest in the 3 o'clock game. And then the tournament will wrap up tomorrow. And here at Alumni Field, Cubettes will take on Klein Forest at 10 a.m. and then face Conroe at 12 noon. And then in the 2 o'clock game, it's going to be Conroe against Dripping Springs. Over at Holt Park out at Van Dyke Field, it'll be Midland Legacy and Aldine Davis at 10 o'clock, followed by noon Midland Legacy and Shadow Creek. And then at 2 o'clock, Aldine Davis against Shadow Creek. And then out at Schwartz Field at Holt Park, it's going to be Forney at Dripping Springs at 10 o'clock, and then Forney at Lake Creek at 12 noon, and Klein Forest at Lake Creek at 2 o'clock. And so that is how the rest of the tournament shapes up. So if you got a chance to get out and want to go out tomorrow and, well, later today and tomorrow, see some good softball action, there's plenty to go around here, and we encourage you to do so, especially check out the new turf fields out at Holt Park. You won't be disappointed. In the meantime, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we will take a look at the Cubettes starting lineup after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
And as we come back here to Alumni Field, it's time now for your starting lineup. And the starting line is brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Brenham Cubettes this afternoon, it'll be Avery Maurer leading things off to playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Hallie Scheel. Batting third, first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting fourth will be the left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting fifth, third baseman, Annie Beckendorf. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Stella Landry. And batting ninth will be the designated player, Kellyanne Koviak, and she's going to be hitting for the pitcher, Heidi Busker. And reserves for the Brenham Cubettes will be Nevaeh Holmes, J.C. Hager, Della Jasinski, Liliana Gonzalez, and Kylie Baker. And Coach Roberts got the team huddled around her and giving some last-minute instructions there as we continue with more of the pregame. And we're waiting on the lineup for Dripping Springs, and we'll give that to you as soon as they send it on up here to the press box. In the meantime, let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back after here in 90 seconds from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Chapel Port is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cup Baseball, and the Brenham Cadet Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, and back we go. We just received the Dripping Springs lineup, and their lineup for the Tigers under head coach Wade Womack. It's going to be Tatum Garcia leading things off, playing right field. Batting second will be the shortstop, Lauren Burns. Batting third baseman, Harden Anderson. Batting fourth will be the pitcher, Jai Flores. And batting fifth will be the catcher, Lolo Grim. I cannot even read that writing there on the last name. Then batting sixth, center fielder, Ileana Amato. Batting seventh, Kira Pressler is the designated player, hitting for the first baseman, Rachel Key. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, Kenna Riley, and batting ninth will be the second baseman, Kira Hector. That is the Dripping Springs lineup. Back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. It specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Today's pregame show is brought to you by Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, T3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, BVR Material, Co-Course Food, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegger Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham.
And back we go here. And we are ready for our first pitch of the afternoon. And Tatum Green stepping in there. Might help if I... Always got to have your trusty crowd mic out there. And now we're ready for our first pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Heidi Busker in the circle for the Cubettes. Working to Stella Landry back behind the plate, right side of the infield. Kaylin Rodriguez at first, and Mackenzie Tiemann at second. Left side, Avery Bauer at short, and Annie Beckendorf at third. Next pitch right in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Into the outfield, Hallie Sheelan, center flanked and right by Kaylee Rodriguez, and then left by Sarah Mabee. And swung on a miss, got her on strikes, and that is the way we like to start the ball game. And that's going to bring up Lauren Burns now. And she takes the first pitch right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Burns right-handed hitting shortstop against the right-handed pitcher Busker. And pitches down low for a ball. And don't forget, a little bit later on in the game, we'll be playing our Nathan's Barbecue Buccaneer Food Store home run inning, where somebody's going to get a chance to win $20 worth of gasoline. And the next pitch in there for a strike. Just painted that outside corner, did a beautiful job with that. And one ball and two strikes on Burns. And next pitch, that one was high and away, and it's going to make it 2-2.
Are you good, kid? Right here. Hey, do you?
And Busker will till the rubber. Next pitch, swung on. And that's fouled over towards the first base dugout. And for this game, Cubettes in the third base dugout and Dripping Springs in the first base dugout. Not really much in the way of wind. The flags look like they're just hanging out there on the poles out in center field. And the next pitch from Busker is blown inside, and it's a full count now, 3-2. Cubettes today dressed out in the green pants, white shirts with green sleeves and green letters and numbers. And for Dripping Springs, they've got the white pants with maroon jerseys. And a pie ball four. And so a one-out walk there to Burns. That'll bring up Harden Anderson, who is the third baseman.
All right, be ready right here, Stella.
ahead.
And then the pitcher Flores is scheduled up next. And first pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And that one is a shot in the right center. Shield over to cut it off and hold Anderson to a long single. And it's a 2-on with one out here in the top of the first inning. We're just underway. And Flores, the pitcher, will come up. And Musker's pitch and Flores sends a rifle shot down into the corner of the down the left field line. She turned on it and just absolutely hammered that ball. And thankfully it was foul. And send this one a ground ball to third. Beckendorf will step on the bag, throw to first, and gets the double play to retire the side. So in the inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we move to the bottom of the first inning, no score. Dripping Springs nothing. Cubettes coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And we move it right along to the bottom of the first inning. And for the Brenham Cubettes, it'll be Avery Maurer, Hallie Scheel, and Kaylin Rodriguez facing Jai Flores. Flores working to Lolo Grimaldo behind the plate, right side of the infield. Oops. It is going to be Rachel Key at first base. I marked it wrong. Kira Hector at second left side. Lauren Burns at short. Harden Anderson at third in the outfield. Ileana Amato in center. Ken Riley in left. And Tatum Green in right. And so Avery Maurer first up for the Cubettes this afternoon. Junior shortstop, right-hand batter facing right-handed pitcher. And the first pitch from Flores is up high, a ball.
Go, Jack.
That one about shoulder high. Next pitch, another one, that one about eye level, and it's 2-0. Is ready with the 2-0 delivery to Maurer. And that one up high again.
There's your pitch right here, four.
And a 3-0 count. Maurer, you're looking at a leadoff walk. And the obligatory strike one on the 3-0 count. I mean, it was a good pitch. I can't really complain about that one. And the 3-1 pitch from Flores. And Maurer fouls this one down the right field line. And that will go past the bullpen batting cage area and down toward the creek. And the 3-2 pitch from Flores. And Maurer sends this one high fly ball. Backtracking goes the right fielder. And she will make the catch just in front of the fence for out number one. Maurer trying to go opposite field there. And now they'll bring up Hallie Scheel. Shield coming off two multi-hit games last night. And the first pitch to her is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Had two hits in the first game and then three hits in the second game. And the pitch to her is fouled over into the on-deck circle where Kaylin Rodriguez was standing. Luckily, not a hard shot there.
Hey, whatever works here, one.
Four is ready. And the pitch, it's going to be fouled off into the screen behind home plate.
So, batter right here, one.
No balls, two strikes on Scheel. Cubbets looking for their first base runner of the game. And swung out and missed, and the catcher will pick it up and fire to first to complete the strikeout. And it's a two down now, and that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez. So now let's see if Rodriguez can get something going against Flores. And that pitch is inside for a ball. And Flores ready with the next delivery. That one's up and in to the right-handed batter. 2-0 count now on Kaylin Rodriguez, who has been swinging a pretty hot bat as of late. And she sends this one a ground ball to shortstop. And they'll throw to first and get the out. So 1-2-3 inning for Flores. And we've got one inning in the books. No score between the Cubettes and the Dripping Springs Tigers. Back with inning number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And on we go to the top half of the second inning. And it's going to be Lolo Grimaldo, followed by Eliana Amato and Kira Pressler against Heidi Busker. And Grimaldo takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Right-hand batter, right-hand pitcher, and Busker's next pitch. Looked like a pretty good one up here, but thought maybe it might catch the inside corner, but umpire says no. Yeah, the 1-1 pitch. That one, she tried to get her to go for one outside the strike zone, and that's going to be a ball. It's 2-1 now on Grimaldo. And this one, a ground ball pass. Beckendorf at third, and that's going to go into left field for a base hit. And so a leadoff single, and that's going to bring up the center fielder, Ileana Amato. And it looks like we're going to maybe get a courtesy runner for the catcher. And that's going to be Taylor Crane running. So Crane on the first for Ileana Amato. Right away to bunt, and it's a foul ball. Although I don't know. It looked like it might have hit her if she was coming out of the batter's box there. But it is a foul ball. And so the runner will retreat back to first. And it's an 0-1 count on Amato. Squares away to bunt and pulls the bat back. And she'll take strike two. And that one is a pitch is high. Throw down and got her. Landry with the throw down to second, and Maurer was right there to put the tag on her. And a caught stealing. And now Amato with a 1-2 count on her. And swings and sends this one out to center fielder. Shield going back, and it's over her head. And it's going to be a stand-up double. Shield was playing her in and then had to retreat in a hurry and did the best she could to try to get back there in time and just wasn't able to. And now that'll bring up Kara Pressler, the designated player. And, boy, that really makes that caught stealing look important now because it... They hadn't caught the runner there. That was would have probably been the first run of the game. And next pitch from Buskers down low for a ball 1-0. So one out and a runner at second. Next pitch is inside for a strike. Caught that corner. 1-1.
Go, Heidi.
Stay hot, kid.
And this next pitch is going to be popped up and fouled back into the screen behind home plate. And it's 1-2. And the next pitch bounced back over the middle. It's going to get into center field. And then she'll misplay the ball, but it didn't matter. And the run is going to score. And... Meanwhile, the runner from first moves up, so it'll be an RBI single. by Pressler. Amato scores, and then it'll be an E8 that allows Pressler to move from first to second. And now Ken O'Reilly to bat. So it's 1-0 Dripping Springs now. And the next pitch caught the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. And Busker's next pitch swung out and missed, and it is 0-2. Looked like she was trying to bunt and didn't get the bat pulled back and ended up swinging through it. And pitch from Busker, swung out and missed, got her on strikes. And so that's two away now. They'll bring up Kira Hector, the second baseman. Fans continue to file in here, taking in this matinee game on a Friday afternoon. So glad you could be with us. And next pitch is a strike on the inside part of the plate. Hopefully some of you get to take off today and enjoy the Texas Independence Day holiday weekend. And the next pitch is a strike called. It's the outside part of the plate. And that one, she was going to button and pull the bat back. It takes a little high for a ball. And it's 1-2 now on Hector. The leadoff hitter, Green, on deck. And swung on a miss, got her on strikes. And that will retire the side. And so in the inning for Dripping Springs, they do come up with one run on three hits. There was one error and one runner left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. It is Dripping Springs leading this one 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And we move along here to the bottom of the second inning. Dripping Springs leading the Cubettes 1-0. It'll be the middle of the order. Sarah Mabee, Annie Beckendorf, and Kaylin Rodriguez to bat against Jai Flores. And the first pitch to Mabee is fouled over the right side, just past the first base dugout. Pitch is swung out and missed. And it's quickly here, 0-2. And this one is going to be a ground ball to second. And they will pick it up and throw to first. That is Hector to Key to get out number one. And now that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf.
Hey, ready, Annie. Go, man.
Go. Go, kid. Go, Annie.
And Beckendorf swings and misses at the, or swings and hits the first pitch foul in the screen behind her. And a little bit off to the right. And it's quickly here, 0-1. And next pitch, Beckendorf grounds this one back to the pitcher and Flores. Throw to Key at first, and that's two away. And now it'll be up to Kaylee Rodriguez to try to salvage something from this inning. And the next pitch is up and in a ball. This one, a little blooper foul. It's on top of the first base dugout and rolls out of play. One ball and one strike on Kaylee Rodriguez. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. And she'll take the next pitch for a ball. Long look in by Flores, and here's the pitch. And that one is going to be a nice, solid single into right field. I like how Rodriguez there just went with the pitch and placed it perfectly between the second baseman and the first baseman as it rolled out into right field. And now that'll be up to Mackenzie Thiemann, and Thiemann getting promoted to the number seven spot in the batting order. And the next pitch in there for a strike. And this one, ground ball to third. They fired across to first and get the out. So in the inning for the Cubs, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We played through two. Dripping Springs leads this one 1-0. Back with inning number three after we hear 2 minutes from the sport, or excuse me, 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And we move it right along to the top half of the third inning. And it's going to be Tatum Green, Lauren Burns, and Harden Anderson to face Heidi Busker. Dripping Springs with a 1-0 lead on the Brenham Cubettes. And Green hits this one a little slow roller towards the on-deck circle on the third base side of the bag.
Go, Heidi!
1-0-1 count. Green struck out a first time around against Busker and going to foul this one again over toward the Cubette dugout. Down the third base side. Nice play there by Coach Megan Whalen.
Go get it right here, Heidi.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you?
And 0-2 count. That one up high for a ball. And it was also kind of tailed outside as well.
Yeah.
Busker ready. And here comes the next pitch. Foul tip back into the padded area along the fence line behind home plate. And so count will remain 1-2. Beckendorf playing in at third. Wow. That next pitch there, that was just missing. She was shooting for the outside corner. And I thought she might have gotten it, and the umpire says no. It was awfully close. And this next pitch is a ground ball to second, and Tiemann was ranging to her left and couldn't come up with the ball, and that will allow Green to reach. D4. I think she might have even, for just a brief second, took her eyes off the ball. And Busker ready with the next pitch, squares away to bunt. And that was Lauren Burns, by the way, laying the bunt down the third base line, but fouled it off. Nobody out here in the top of the third inning. And it squares away to bunt and lays a good one down this time right in front of the pitcher's circle. Busker picks it up, and her only play is Tiemann covering first base. And so that will bring the first down of the inning. And Anderson now batting. And Anderson gets just underneath that and fouls it away over back toward the creek area. And for those of you who don't know that haven't been to Alumni Field, the creek runs to the right side of the field and all the way down out towards the highway. And that next pitch is up there about eye level for a strike.
A good idea.
1-1 count. Dripping Springs trying to add to their 1-0 lead here. And this one's going to send out to right field. Back goes Rodriguez, and she'll make the grab. That'll be out number two. Kaylee Rodriguez showing some good range out there. And that'll be up to Jai Flores, the pitcher. And on the play there, Green tagged and went to third. Got Kylie Baker warming up in the bullpen. And Flores pops this one up in the shallow center. Backtracking goes. Bauer makes the catch. And that will retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. And what do you say? We give away some gasoline. The Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue home run inning is next. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
Flores in the circle as we come back to the bottom half of the third inning. Dripping Springs leading the Cubs 1-0. Time now for our Nathan's Barbecue Buccaneer Food Store home run inning. And Stella Landry, the first batter. And we've already had two winners so far this year, and looking to see if we can get some more. And first up, Landry batting for Annette Ambrose of Chapel Hill. Annette, you are the first contestant. If Stella can hit a home run, it's $20 worth of gas. If she gets a double or a triple, you win the free rack of ribs. And takes the pitch for a ball. It's 1-1. And Landry sends this one to ground ball to short. He'll fire on the first, and that's out number one. Well, sorry, Annette, but keep playing. You've got more chances to win. The season's just getting started. And meanwhile, next up, we have Kinley Ann Koviak batting, and Kinley is going to be hitting for a lady who could be our future county commissioner. Misty Hartstack-Gorn is the contestant here in the home run inning. And a pitch to, and Koviak is up high for a ball. And Koviak doing the DP duties, batting for the pitcher Busker. And the next pitch is down low for a ball. And it's a 2-0 count. And don't forget the Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. And that one up high for a ball. And it's 3-0 now on Ankoviak with Avery Maurer waiting on deck. Also, don't forget you can visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. My personal favorite is Thursdays with their fried chicken. And this time the next pitch, and Forrest throws it right down the middle of the plate for a strike, 3-1. And then you can get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders, get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And that one, it was a low strike call there by the umpire. And so that makes it 3-2. Don't think I agreed with that one. It was 3-2 now on Koviak. Batting for Misty Hartstack-Gorn. And then Koviak grab ball to second. And second baseman will throw to first for out number two. And now that's going to bring up Alden Schrader, our next contestant. And Avery Maurer batting for Alden Schrader. Yeah. Maurer flew out to right, and this time ground ball to third, and it's going to be on to first for a 1-2-3 inning. Three straight ground outs, but no winner this time. So our next broadcast, which will be Tuesday night, that one is going to get bumped up to $30 worth of gasoline in the home run inning. So be sure to go by Nathan's Barbecue and Buccaneer Food Store for your chance to win. In the meantime, Dripping Springs leading this one 1-0 as we head to the fourth. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And on we go here, and it's the catcher Grimaldo batting for Dripping Springs. And she has got a 1-1 count on her. Cubbets trailing this one 1-0. We're in the top of the fourth inning. And Romano hits this one into left field over the shortstop Maurer's head and maybe over there to cut it off. And so Romano 2-for-2. And I imagine Crane's going to come back out and run for her again. And she is. And so that'll bring up Ileana Amato, the center fielder. We've got a double and a run scored. Squares away to bunt, and right back to the pitcher, and Busker will throw on to Tiemann covering first base. And sack bunt there. And that will also move Crane into scoring position down at second. And brings up Kara Pressler, the designated player. Yeah. An update on their on the Brenham Cup game going on right now over in Clearbrook, and they are tied right now 2-2, bottom of the third inning there. And pitch is a strike call. We'll keep track of that as best we can, and hopefully when we get to the sports during the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have some finals there for you. And next pitch swung on and missed. Good changeup there by Busker. I know Tommy and I told her one of the previous games, keep working on that pitch, because when she can get it over effectively, she's very tough to beat. And pitch to Pressler, this time outside and a little low there. And that pitch is up and in a ball. Two balls, two strikes. One out, runner at second. And up high for a ball.
There you go, Kara. Are you all right?
Full count now, 3-2 on Pressler with Ken O'Reilly waiting on deck. And swings and misses, and she got her on strikes. Nice job there by Busker. That is her fourth strikeout of the game. And that's going to bring up Ken O'Reilly. And this one, a little dribbler, foul up the third base side. Busker ready now, and the pitch. That one sails up high on her. And it's one ball and one strike.
Are you ready, Heidi? Are you ready, Dee?
And Busker's next pitch. Taken for a ball. Landry leaning back, asking the umpire where that one was. And Busker's next pitch, that is going to be a ground ball foul over toward the first base dugout. And Dripping Springs assistant coach there making a good play on that one. And foul tip into the mitt, and that's a strikeout. And that'll tie the side, so we're halfway through this one. And it is Dripping Springs leading the Cubs 1-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning, and it will be time for our Whataburger recap after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
And we move along to the bottom half of the fourth inning. It'll be Hallie Shield, Kaylin Rodriguez, and Sarah Mabee to bat here against Flores. And Shield takes the first pitch. Must have just nipped the outside corner, and it's strike one. And time now for our Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger at 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Shield swings and misses at the next pitch, and it's 0-2. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, advanced ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering now available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. That is Whataburger in Brenham. And the next pitch outside for a ball. So it's 1-2 now on Shield. And really, not a whole lot to recap because with it being a 1-0 game, there hasn't been a whole lot going on. And Shield fouls that one back into the screened-in area behind home plate. The only run of the game, Dripping Springs, scored back in the second inning with a courtesy runner Crane on base. Amato hit a double, and that was followed by an RBI single by Kira Pressler. And that accounted for the only run thus far. Now Shield will smack that one to right field. She pulled the ball perfectly between second and first. The right fielder was there and thought she might try to go make a throw to first, but then she saw how fast Shield is and no sir. So just a second hit of the game for the Cubs.
Nobody better.
And I'll tell you what, Heidi Busker has pitched good, pitched well. Just the one run. And she's got, she's got five strikeouts. And this one, Rodriguez with the bunt, and it scooted on through in between the pitcher and the third baseman. And so it's an infield hit for Rodriguez. And now the Cubs have got something going on.
Hey, good work!
And that'll bring up Sarah Mabee. At least try to tie this one up, or even better if she can get an extra base hit and put us in front. And pitch to Mabee. She's bunting this time and butts it foul right at the catcher's feet, and so the runners will have to go back. And he squares away the bunt, and maybe gets that one past the third baseman, and that is going to load the bases. The third baseman was playing in and just got it past her glove, and then the shortstop had to come over and get it. So that's three straight hits to load it up for Annie Beckendorf, and that's going to bring Womack out of the dugout to have a word with his pitcher and his infield. Reminds me of the old Earl Hathaway strategy against A&M Consolidated my sophomore year of high school, where he had our guys, was it either six or seven suicide squeezes in a row, and we ended up beating A&M Consolidated. It was like one of the top teams in the state at the time, all because they couldn't field a bunt. And let's see if that strategy continues to work, or if Coach Roberts just lets Beckendorf hit away here. And Beckendorf ground ball shot to short. They're going to go home and get the lead run. And time is called. And we're going to have a conference play, our conference with the umpires. Not sure what for. Okay. I guess making sure he saw it correctly. So Shield is out 6-2. Beckendorf reaches, and so now for the Cubs, they've got Kaylin Rodriguez at third, Sarah Mabee at second, and Annie Beckendorf at first. Beckendorf reaches on the fielder's choice, and that'll bring up Kaylee Rodriguez, who up until this inning had the only hit of the game for the Cubs. We'll use another big hit here and like to try at least try to tie it up here in this inning. They've got a golden opportunity, and this one is going to be fouled over. And going to die on the grass before it gets to the on-deck circle. And that one gets away, and coming home is Rodriguez, and she will score, and we're tied. Wild pitch, and Brenham is on the board. And Kaylin Rodriguez just made the first run of the ball game. And our first run of the ball game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. Even if you're purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. Yes.
Hey, tight zone here.
A 2-1 count now on Rodriguez. Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner here. Or a pinch runner, rather. and they're going to have Holmes run for Nevaeh Holmes coming in to run for Sarah Mabee.
Okay.
And lays down a punt, and coming home is Holmes. Their only play is to first, and Holmes is going to score, making it 2-1. WF's on the, what a great squeeze play. And it's now 2-1, Brenham. And on that number two, so Beckendorf goes to third down. See if Tiemann can keep it going here. So 1-3 on the put out. But Rodriguez does get an RBI there. And Tiemann back up the middle, and the pitcher Flores was able to glove it and throw to first to retire the side. But in the inning for the Cubs, they do come up with 2 runs, 3 hits. There were no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We go to the top half of the 5th inning, and Brenham now leads this one over Dripping Springs 2-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsor, from the Sports Friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552 for clean, affordable toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And back we go here. And it'll be the 9-1-2 hitters for Dripping Springs against Heidi Busker. And Kira Hector looked like she was going to bunt, pull the bat back, but take strike one. Hector struck out her first time around against Heidi Busker. And now Busker getting a chance to work with a lead here. And that one, the change up in there, trying to go for the inside corner. Umpire didn't give it to her. 1 ball and 1 strike.
Come on, Shelly, got to help her out on those.
And she's going to foul that one away. That one's going to go past the bleachers on the right side. Yeah. Might be another one heading for the creek.
Go, Kara. Hey, Heidi. Hey, Heidi.
And she swings and misses at the next pitch, and that's another strikeout there. And that's 3 straight strikeouts now for Heidi. That'll give her 6 for the game. She's rolling. And now Tatum Green, the batter. That one is going to be fouled over towards the left side. Just shy of getting to the on-deck circle for going towards the Cubette dugout. Green 0-2, struck out a first time up, reached on an error last time up, and that one is going to tail outside, 1 ball and 1 strike. pitch in there. She was shooting for that outside corner. She got it. One ball and two strikes. And this one is a chopper to third. Beckendorf will throw on Rodriguez at first. And that is two down. And now that'll bring up Lauren Burns. And this one's going to be popped up on the first pitch. Tiemann going back and makes the over-the-shoulder grab. And that'll retire the side. And that's also for the first time this afternoon, a 3-up and 3-down inning for Busker. 3-up and 3-down, what a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. And we will go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cubs leading this one 2-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's By and By for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
And we're moving right along here to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And it'll be Stella Landry, Kelly Ankoviak, and Avery Maurer against Flores. Landry grounded out to short her first time up. This one, she's going to get a piece of it and foul it over to the right side. And that one swings and misses. She got her chase one outside. And the next pitch, they shoot for the outside corner and don't pick it up. Next pitch coming. Landry ground ball over to third. Third baseman up with it. Will make the throw down to first. Nice job there by Anderson. And that's out number one. I'll bring up Kinley Ankoviak now.
Hey, Kinley.
Ankoviak grounded to second base for first time up. And this one is going to be sent out to right field. The right fielder making a dive there. That's one for the highlight reel there by, Tatum Green. Rob Ankoviak of a hit, possibly even an extra base hit. So two down now here in the fifth. And Maurer batting. And Maurer fouls that one off. Yeah, Well, the next pitch, that is going to be taken for a ball. And this one, a little flare out to right fielder. Oh, we're in. She makes the catch again. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we move along to the sixth. It is the Cubs leading this one.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Colcors Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And pitch is swung on and missed as we come back here to the top half of the sixth inning. And Brenham Cubettes leading this one 2-1. Sorry about the brain freeze before the last break there. Back focused now here. And next one coming, and that one is upstairs and outside, 1-1. She'll be looking at Anderson Flores and Grimaldo here in this sixth inning. And I'll tell you what, Heidi has really pitched well here so far. Fingers crossed she can keep it up for two more innings. And the pitch is a strike call. And, oh, by the way, maybe that's what I need is another one of, Gwen maybe brought us, some cinnamon rolls here to the press box. Maybe that's what I need is another cinnamon roll here. Get a little sugar buzz, and that one is sent out the center. Sheel over, makes the grab, bore out number one. And I believe I'm about to finally be joined here by the traveling man.
Good work, Heidi.
And it's Flores batting here. She's 0 for 2. And pitch from Busker. Oh, and she hits this one. Wow, that one is over the fence. And she just absolutely crushed that one, and we're tied.
Sorry, I walked up.
Well, we're glad to have you nevertheless.
Oh, my goodness.
That was just an absolute blast there. Home run for Flores. And that'll tie it 2-2 here in the top of the sixth inning. Well, we're glad to see that you safely returned.
Well, I made it for a little bit. It's been a long day already, but that's okay. It's all right. I'm here, so that's all that matters.
And that'll bring up Grimaldo, the catcher. She is 2-for-2. And pitch coming from Busker. Ground ball to short. Maurer up with it. Makes a quick play. Throw to first. And that is out number two. And that'll bring up Ileana Amato, the center fielder. She has a double, scored a run, and laid down a sack bunt.
Three, five, one, two.
So it's starting to warm up out there?
It's starting to warm up, Doug. It really is. I tell you what, in Shreveport early this morning, it was cooler, though.
Yeah.
but it's good. It's good. Beautiful day. Golly.
It certainly turned out.
It's textbook.
Yep. And first pitch of the ball, 1-0. And this one, a ground ball to third base. Beckendorf fires across to first, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, there was one run on one big hit, no errors, and nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. We're tied 2-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best-tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same-day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
And back we go here as we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It'll be Hallie Shield leading things off, followed by Kaylin Rodriguez, and then Sarah Mabee here against Jai Flores. And Shield fouls this one over to the left side. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here on this Friday afternoon matinee. So glad you could be here and be a part of it with us.
Tell you what, folks, come out to the ballpark. It's a beautiful day.
It certainly is. Foul tip. Oh, and did you notice our little gifts from the babies here?
Oh, my God. When I got the word on that yesterday, I went, holy moly.
And the next pitch coming, and Shield fouls that one back into the screen.
I will say this, very grateful to Gwen and John.
Yeah.
But that little favor that you and I did, we did what we were supposed
exactly.
to do.
Exactly.
So.
And the next pitch is taken outside for a ball. Shield left-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher Flores. And that one down the third baseline, and Coach Van Hook had to dodge that one.
Are you in here, one?
We're going to have to tell Coach we wanted to see some hands.
Yeah. And the next pitch is taken down low for a ball. Right now, Shield is trying to get on here. And this one, that's going to be scoot on through and in for a base hit. She just got it past the diving shortstop.
There you go, just what the doctor ordered. Get Hallie on base.
And now we'll see if the Cubs can put that speed to it and use her speed to their advantage. Former Cubs coach Wade Womack pacing up and down the dugout area there for Dripping Springs. And that one came up and in, and think that might have got a
I think it got the hand on the bat, and that's going to be a strike. So.
And Rodriguez, Kalen Rodriguez trying to shake this one off. She's definitely in some pain. Coach Roberts and Coach Van Hook checking on her.
Ooh, throwing hand also.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but that's a good point, Tommy. Then she's trying to shake it off.
Either way, it's painful.
Yeah.
But a little more critical when it's the throwing hand.
Yeah. And so Rodriguez is going to get a few practice swings here. Now it looks like she's ready to resume. One for two today with a single and a run scored. Squares away to bunt and lays this gun down. And Bora's only play is to first.
Nice job, Ken.
A good bunt there. Move the runner up.
And so Shield now down to second. They'll bring up Sarah Maybe. Maybe one for two with a single. And that one up high for a ball. Third time through the batting order. They'll hopefully get a good look here. And that one up high. And it's quickly 2-0 here on Maybe with Beckendorf waiting on deck. And that next pitch is taken for a strike.
All right. Mike Zell looking for your pitch.
And maybe he sends that one a base hit. And they're going to, Coach Van Hook going to hold Shield at third.
There you go. There you go.
And meanwhile, as the throw went into home plate, maybe took off for second. And so you got two runners aboard now for Annie Beckendorf. And looks like that's going to bring a visit to the circle for Coach Womack.
It's a good hard drive there by Sarah Maybe in the hole between short and third. Even with Hallie's speed, you don't take that chance.
Yeah.
And it just so happens the left fielder throws a strike to home plate.
Yeah. And so wise move there. Coach Van Hook had originally thought about sending her, but then thought discretion the better part of valor as she held her up at third.
Don't think here, kiddo. Just have fun.
And so now Beckendorf with a chance to put the Cubettes back out in front here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And she sends this one. Yes. That's going to be back, and that is going to be... Is that gone? Oh, it is! A three-run homer for Annie Beckendorf.
Wow!
That one just got over the fence.
But it was a line drive.
It was.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that is going to put the Cubettes now ahead 5-2. Woo!
They're going to make a change.
And so now Coach Womack heading out to the circle, and we're going to get a pitching change. And so with the pitching change, we're going to take a break, and we'll Cubettes lead it 5-2 here in the sixth. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And as we come back here, the new pitcher for Dripping Springs is Tatum Green, who had been their right fielder. And meanwhile, Flores is going to go to first base. And I think the first baseman Key has gone out to right field.
I think you're right, yes.
And meanwhile, Kaylee Rodriguez, the batter. She got picked up an RBI on the perfectly executed suicide squeeze. And that was back in the fourth inning.
She wearing a new number?
Oh, yeah, I forget what the story is behind that, but wearing number 7 today instead of 17.
It's close.
Yeah, close.
Ready, Kaylee?
And pitches up high for a ball. Thankfully, Kaylin's still wearing number 20. Otherwise, if she changed numbers too, we'd really be in trouble.
That is it. That's right.
And that one is a four-pitch walk to Rodriguez, and she will take the trot on down to first. And now Mackenzie Tiemann to bat. Tiemann 0 for 2 today. Still looking for her first hit. Getting a chance to bump up. She had been in the 9-hole all season, now getting to play in the 7-hole this time.
Shuffle the lineup a little bit today.
And she takes the first pitch for a strike. Squares away to bunt and lays down a good one. And Green's only play is to first. And that'll move Rodriguez to second, and that'll be up to Stella Landry to try to get her in.
Well, she got the job done, move the runner up.
Hey, time's down here.
And that pitch in there for a strike. And next pitch up high. Cubs with a 5-2 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And I imagine with that three-run lead, Heidi's bound to be chomping at the bit to get back out there.
I tell you what, she's chomping at the bit right now.
And next pitch is taken for the ball. It's 3-1.
A little bit different style pitcher out here now.
Yep. And that one is going to be foul over into the down the right side and into the bullpen area.
Hey, you in here?
Kelly and Kowiak would be due up next. And that one's up high, ball 4. Landry draws the walk. And now Kinley Ann Goviak, the batter. She's 0 for 2 in the game. Yeah, it looks like...
Is that Liliana?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Liliana Gonzalez is going to come in and run for Landry. And then Kowiak can get a board that brings us back to the top of the order with Maurer. Pitch is a strike call. In case you join us, this one actually got started 20 minutes late. The game in front of us where Jumping Springs was playing Legacy, and that one ended up actually going into extra innings. And it was Jumping Springs winning that one 6-5 in 8 innings. And pitch is swung on and missed.
Jumping Springs had a couple of barn burners in one day.
Yeah. And the pitch to Ann Kowiak, just missing on the outside corner. It's a ball.
Hey, if you don't like it, you got a fire off. You got two on you, kid.
And takes the pitch. Change up there, and Kowiak, lucky she didn't get rung up on that one.
Very, very close.
Two balls and two strikes. And that one is going to be hit over to the right side, and that is going to hit off the top of the fence just before it gets to the bullpen area. It's a foul ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners aboard. And then Kowiak, ground ball to short. Only play is to first, and to the stretching forest gets the out. And that will retire the side. So in the inning, the Cubettes do come up with three runs on three hits. There were no errors and two left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Cubettes just three outs away from a win. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Lubel Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
On to the top of the seventh inning, and Kira Pressler swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1 from Heidi Busker. And Busker's next pitch, foul back, and it's quickly here 0-2.
I tell you what, just what you want to do, get up 0-2 right away.
Yeah, and Cabet's leading this one 5-2, trying to seal the deal here. They can get three more outs. They do have another game coming up after the conclusion of this one, about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this one, with Midland Legacy coming out, and Busker slipped. And I think she's okay. I think she just tripped on the dirt there. So they're going to step out, and just as a precaution, make sure that's all that was. And She's
probably a little pumped up right now.
Yeah. And she's telling Coach Megan Whalen, who's the pitching coach, telling her, yeah, she's good to go. She's a competitor. She wants this win.
She's a fighter. That's what I like.
Come on here, Heidi.
All right, Heidi, here we go.
Yeah, the next pitch is going to be popped up, and that's going to be foul over to our left side. Just past the bleacher area.
Cubbats, put this game away and win this one. This can really get momentum going in the right direction.
Yeah, this one foul away, and that is over the foul in area, over down the right side.
Go, Heidi.
And this one is going to be hit down the line and foul. Right down there close to the foul pole.
That's a scary one there.
Yeah. A little bit more to the left. And
that's extra bases.
Yeah. And pitch to Pressler. Yeah, up high a ball.
I like the pitch. Heidi tried to get her to go for one out of the strike zone.
Yes. Strike three call, burnt off the inside corner. That's another strikeout. That's now seven strikeouts for Busker in this game. And we're going to get a pinch hitter now for Riley, and this is going to be Isabella Martinez to bat. Good turnout here for this early game. And the next pitch, that is taken for a strike.
Oh, beautiful pitch. Knee high outside corner.
And that one is sent out to right field. And waiting there,
there you go.
Is Kaylee Rodriguez for out number two. And so, Dripping Springs down to their final out. And they're going to have another pinch hitter. This is going to be Morgan Crane. Next pitch taken for a strike. And this one's going to be sent out to right field again. That one's going to drop into a base hit in front of Rodriguez.
I'll tell you what, that was just, give credit to the hitter there. That's just good hitting. Had a pitch on the outer part of the plate, and she goes the right field with it.
Yeah, and so that'll put Crane on, and it'll bring up Tatum Green. Green took over the pitching duties in the last half inning, and now trying to help herself out with the bat here. She is 0-for-3 in the game, did reach on an error. And this one, just slapped that one down the third baseline and foul.
run at first isn't going to hurt you. You just need to go right at the pit, right at the hitter now.
Exactly. Yeah, that one a little flare down the left field line and foul. That makes it 0-2.
That's another one of those scary ones there. Just keep tailing.
Go, Heidi.
Come on, 1-2. You got it.
One more.
It's going to get out. Up around D. Let's go.
And
I tell you what, I love the pitch place.
It was on the outside part of the plate. It looked like it was a pretty good pitch, but the umpire wouldn't ring her up.
Maybe he needs a brush.
Yeah, that could be. That plate is awfully dirty. And this one, a ground ball in the hole at short. Mauer up with it. Throw to first!
Yes!
And got her! And that is the ball game. Your final score. The Cubettes win it 5-2 over Dripping Springs. And that will send us to the postgame show. And just want to let you know, this game was broadcast to Brenham Cubettes softball, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The postgame show made possible by Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oak Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Biped Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is feel ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
And back we go here as we welcome you to the postgame. And right, the Brenham Cubettes win this one 5-2 over Dripping Springs in the first of their two games today. We're only going to be here for the first. So if you want to get the second game, you got to come on down here and be a part of it. But after that tough loss to Forney last night, this had to be a good confidence boost for the team to come out and beat a good team like Dripping Springs.
No doubt about it. They needed something to pick them up. And what I like about it is here you come up in the bottom of the sixth inning. You did what you have to do. You get your leadoff hitter, Hallie Shield. You get her on base. And I tell you what, then from there, each player did their job. And that's what you need to do in a big game such
and
as this.
And here they come. Here come the ladies, and we'll let them join us here. Come on in, Andy Beckendorf. And wow, after that, after a rough night last night, this had to be a great confidence boost for y'all.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, last night, I think we all kind of struggled, offensively, but I mean, as you can see, that was a pretty good game against a pretty good team. Yeah. So we really, we're doing great offensively.
Yeah, and, you yourself, that big at bat there, what ended up being the game winner,
yes.
The 3-run homer, take us through that at bat.
Yes, so, I knew just from analyzing the game, like, she was throwing strikes first pitch, so my mentality was the first strike I see, I'm swinging big, and luckily that was just a shot to left center.
And of course today your pitcher Heidi,
yes.
Goes out there and has a great game today, and when she's throwing like that, that certainly makes y'all's job a lot easier.
It makes it so much easier. I mean, Heidi dominated in the circle in that game, and it really helped us. And then it made us feel more comfortable offensively. You know, we're just going to put the ball in play, and that's what happened. So.
All right, one down and one more to go today.
One more, yes, sir.
All right, thanks for joining us, Annie, and then we're going to get Heidi in here. And Heidi, congratulations on this win. Great job today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it looked like you had everything working for you. How do you feel out there in the circle today?
Oh, really great. The weather was nice today, so that was a big help. It was really cold yesterday. So it was really nice to have some hot weather. And all, you know, my pitches were working and my defense was working, so it all worked out great.
And then offensively, too, I mean, everything was nip and tuck. And
yes.
Imagine when Annie hit that home run, that really... pumped you up and you were ready to go,
yes,
for the seventh, huh?
Yes, definitely some nice insurance to have there. It was comforting to go out for that last inning and know that for the most part we were taken care of, you know?
Yeah, and, well, and also, too, like Andy and I were talking, this had to be a great confidence boost for the team to come back and beat what is a really good Dripping Springs team.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it felt really good to beat them. I think Roberts was telling us before that that was her first time beating Dripping Springs, but she's been coaching here, so it felt really good to help give her that win.
All right. Well, ladies, congratulations, and good luck in game number two today.
Thank you.
All righty. And we've got more to come here on the post game. We'll send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball, softball season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And here's a little hint you just heard from her. Heidi Busker coming out and really giving the team a lift with a great pitching performance today, Tommy.
Oh, no doubt about it, Doug. And I'm glad you got to see the vast majority of it, but what I saw here for just one inning, you know, Heidi just came in there and she did what she needed to do. She moved her pitches around. She threw strikes, and if you get in there and you throw strikes and make them hit the ball, put the ball in play, you're going to win ball games. Congratulations to Heidi Busker, our John Breeden star of the game.
Yeah, Busker with 7 innings pitched, 7 hits, 1 walk, 2 runs, and 7 strikeouts. And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service insurance you can trust. And now for our drive of the game. Well, this one was a no-brainer here. It occurred in the bottom of the sixth inning. And you also heard from her as well, Annie Beckendorf, with a monster home, with a big home run there. That ended up winning the ball game.
I tell you what, we had an ideal situation. We had two runners in scoring position, your cleanup hitter at bat, and she got, pitcher made a big mistake. She gave her one in the wheelhouse,
yeah.
And Annie just hit it. She hit it on the line. I mean, literally a line drive over the left center field fence. Our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. Annie Beckendorf.
And drive off in a brand new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Glen Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
And we come back to action here at Alumni Field, and they're getting ready for the next game, and we're getting ready to wrap it up. Cubettes are fixing to take on Midland Legacy, and then tomorrow they'll have two more games here at Alumni Field, taking on Klein Forest at 10 o'clock and then Conroe at 12 noon, and we wish them the very best. It'll be three quality teams there to give them a test before they go back to district Tuesday night.
Well, no doubt about it. We saw a little bit of Conroe last night, and you know, they have a good quality softball team also, but this game right here, this should get them over that little bitty hump and say, hey, we can play with the best teams anywhere at any level, because Dripping Springs, I'm pretty sure they're 6A, correct?
Yes, they are.
That is a quality 6A program there with a quality coach also.
Yes, it is.
So, and when you have a quality coach and a quality team, you know, it is a solid situation, but just hats off to this Cubat team and Coach Roberts and her staff. Very, very big win.
It certainly is. Well, that's going to do it for us from out here at Alumni Field. And want to thank Craig back in the studios for his work on the boards. Big thank you to the folks at home for tuning in. And a big thank you to our sponsors who, of course, make this our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying, have yourselves a good day, everybody.
Once again,
Again, tonight's final score, Brenham Cabets 5, Dripping Springs 2. The postgame show was brought to you by Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DD and Pipe and Steel, and Bank of Brenham. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.